Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We say things that don't mean anything, but thanks for listening.
Hello! Welcome, everybody, to We Say Things, episode 212, sponsored, of course, by our friends at Manscaped. Gentlemen across the nation, I have an urgent message for you. This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. The brand that took your balls to space is now launching them into the ultrasphere, introducing the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra, featuring a new cutting-edge design and next-generation dual skin-safe blade heads for different shaves. It's pretty much a spaceship to take your boys downstairs to the next level. Join the 9 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with brand new Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. By going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code WESAYTHINGS20. High tech for low places, Manscaped. Thank you to Manscaped, always, as always, our longest standing sponsor. We love you guys. Thank you so much.
And, of course, speaking of space, check out our beautiful view, which you can see a very little bit of because of crazy glare. Effectively, this is a bit scuffed. We're recording this from a hotel room, and we were looking at how can we make the lighting better, and this was probably the best option, because alternatively, if we close the curtains so you guys can't see the background at all, the light in here isn't great either. So enjoy the glare. It's very beautiful. And if you sit right here, you look like an angel.
That's right. And it's not bright at all outside. At all.
I don't understand why it's glaring so much on the camera. It might be some sort of reflection from the... There's a lot of, like, glass ceiling down there. Whatever.
It's a great view, by the way.
It is... You can imagine it. Imagine the part that you see, and then it's just better than that.
That's right.
There you go.
Let's do our patron shout-outs.
Oh.
I can just open this. Go. Thank you to Humbled Bookmaker. Partial PCL tear equals more time to Dota. No pain, no gain. Sorry to hear that, friend. Get well soon. T.I. in Swan's Island. Zarzar used the $30 he saved on the compendium to subscribe to We Say Things in Bruges tier. The Shazcast asked if Sin can create a living list as he adds to his recommended games and have that somewhere we can access.
That's a good idea. I need to remember to do that.
Go to Sindarin.com. Itchy Manscaped ad. Thank you. Mr. I Love the NBA segment. We need Suns fan and Sindarin Seattle Food Recommends. We'll talk about why that's probably not going to be a thing. Monkey Man welcomes Nouns as our new North American overlords. Pepper Balls. T-Coil, shout out to my new friend, TI friend Aaron. We bonded over We Say Things. Thanks, Shannon and Trolls. Oh.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we met you. Hold on. I think I have it here. Oh, God, I moved.
We have a great setup, guys. The microphone is standing on a chair that can turn. A chair on wheels.
I don't know if this is going to come up well on camera. T-Coil brought us this. That was her, right?
Yeah.
My memory these days, you never know. But yeah, very nice meeting you, T-Coil. Thank you so much for your support and for the awesome pin. Where was I? Rupus. Hugh Ludes is ready to praise the podcast. Stupid Copilot is matchmaking really better now. D2 Bowie, Lab Dota, Yatoro does it again, Sindarin. We're actually casting him tomorrow. And Magdev.
And... hats off to Valve for the recent updates. Next up, marketing, ? Games are falling asleep. We'll see you in Seattle. Disco Farm D, the Mega Pope, Dan Xavier, Nate Thicko01, Hamscroach, Shark TM, Janie, Dop, Nothing to See Here, _ Man, Yves Remor, Ben Broomhead is off to TI. Wooden Aftertaste, Anonymous, and Wombat's poop is cube-shaped, making it stay on put on slopes, helping mark territory effectively.
Mr. Niebling. Very cool.
Imagine if you literally shit bricks. That's what they do. That'd be kind of cool.
That would hurt. You need a cube-shaped anus, too.
Rubik's poo.
I guess so. Speaking of poo, could you get me that box over there?
Which one? The Krispy Kreme?
Yes, the Krispy Kreme.
There you go.
Let's eat some together, huh? So as you guys can tell...
Oh, it was actually the Krispy Kreme you wanted.
Yeah.
No. I thought you wanted another box.
Like... You hold this.
Ugh.
So I am ill. That's why I had to take a day off of casting. And I was looking back, other than when my dad died during super major, where I had to go home early. I don't think in my entire career, I could be wrong, I don't think I've ever taken a day off because of being sick or anything. I always just power through. But the second day of casting, my voice, was mm-hmm. very sore. I'm like, oh, shit. But I didn't think it was going to turn into anything, even though that's usually how colds and, you know, all this other shit starts, because it felt like I had left my room too cold and that the air was just, mm-hmm. you know, one of those things. And I had, but after that day, I'm like, there's no fucking way the next day I'll be able to cast again. And good thing I didn't, because Lyrical in Your Game was like 3 70-minute fucking games, which I love, but my voice would not have been able to handle that. But thankfully, it's just a cold. I got tons of COVID tests, all negative. And now I'm just draining, essentially. Like, I sound like shit, so...
It's not that bad.
I'm probably going to sound pretty nasally tomorrow, but... yeah, getting a lot better, thankfully.
Well, yesterday you sounded pretty much normal. So there's a good chance it will go back to normal.
Well, yeah, we'll see.
Fingers crossed.
But we got our COVID... it was like our fourth booster at this point, whatever it is. I guess it's like an annual booster now. We got that and our flu shot at the same time, like 3 weeks before the event. So I was pretty confident it wasn't COVID. I'm like, that's pretty unlikely, I feel like. But it is what it is. So somebody ordered some Krispy Kreme. Let me just partake here. You said it's these,
This
right?
was not on the outline, by the way. I had no idea we were going to eat donuts.
This one?
That is the one you like.
Sir, would you like one?
Yeah, of course.
Would you like one of the donuts that you purchased?
I'll have my third one.
Enjoy. I'll take this back.
Wait, I'll have my fourth one.
It happens. Oh! So, Buka was visiting Arizona, I don't know if I told you this, a few weeks ago, and one of the places he loves American food, just like all the junk food and all that shit. And he remembered Krispy Kreme. He's like, man, I haven't had Krispy Kreme in so long. I'm like, oh, well, lucky you. We're actually going to be near one. We went to a Thai place. Mm-hmm. It's like the only Krispy Kreme that's around anymore. And we get there, and it's permanently closed. They're all going out of business. Anyway, the point is, ever since then, which was a month ago, I've been fucking craving this shit. And then Jenkins orders $80 worth yesterday. Oh, so good. Mmm. All right, where were we? See. Oh, we talked about me being sick?
Yeah.
Oh, the voice lines. Okay. The voice line story for you guys. Can you, as I finish this, Sindrin,
mm-hmm.
can you just prep everybody?
Mute your bring audio.
bring us up to speed what happened.
Oh.
People don't remember.
Yeah. Okay. So... We submit some voice lines to Valve for TI, and based on previous years, we were under the assumption that we were going to get in one voice line. So we send multiple suggestions, and we think they're going to pick one, just that this year, they chose two for multiple people. So many got two in the game, and some only got one in the game, and the ones who got one in the game supposedly was because only one of the ones they sent passed the criteria for what they thought should be in the game.
That's right.
And for some, that might have almost been by design, because then hopefully they got in the one that they wanted. But then, obviously, it's like, oh, wait, we could have had two in the game. So, because of a bit of miscommunication there, we get a second chance, those who didn't get two in the game, and you are one of those, and as you do with second chances, you spend it in the best possible way. So, to give you guys some background, every year... Shannon submits a belch as one of his voice lines, and it never gets accepted, and they think it's absolutely repulsive, and he's been told not to do it, and he does it anyway. So he gets a second chance this time to get a second one. And he sends me this clip the night before he submits it. He's like, what do you think? And I just, I hear the first half a second of it. I'm like, there is no way they're taking this. And you submit it anyway.
Well.
And now.
So, again, the strategy is, if you want to get a voice line in, mm-hmm. you put in something that you know they won't pick, so they're forced to take it, right?
Well, they're not forced. They could choose none.
Well, this is how Slash gets all his amazing lines in. He does one that's obviously over the top, and then they take something that's still over the top.
By comparison, I'm like, okay.
By comparison, it's not, but it's still crazy, right? So I put in one, which you're going to play in a second here, that is, I know it's not going to get in. It is, first of all, I wanted to, the reason I sent it in is to tell this story, because it's fucking hilarious, that I send a belch first, and then this second. And then the second voice line was the laugh, the crusty laugh that I did, mm-hmm. that I showed you guys in the last episode, and they still denied both. Like, what the fuck? And of course, no communication. And at the end of the day, I'm not really that mad because, like, well, first of all, I'm mad for the people that spent $40, which is not many of you, I can say that. So sorry about that. But you're, even if they're trying to make up for the mistake of not communicating anything, like, you getting your line a couple weeks later is going to make zero fucking difference, essentially, in making money. So
yeah, because most people have checked already.
So I'm more upset about the original no communication, because, again, sent all the stuff in early. They never said anything was wrong. Then they just came out with it, and I look in the client, I have one line. So mm-hmm. now I'm literally, other than gods who didn't even submit anything, I'm the only person with one voice line. So it's a rare commodity.
Maybe God submitted three different belches.
All right, play it. Let's right. hear it.
Okay. So I think I have it saved here. I hope this is going to pick up properly on...
I hope so.
...on the recording. I'll actually just... Let me just check that there's actually audio as it is.
Okay. Oh, no. Pause, please!
Yeah, okay. That I think that picked up so you guys could actually... yeah. So, yeah, imagine getting a second chance because they don't like your belches, and then you submit that.
So, for people that don't know what that was, so at first I thought they, like, obviously there's nobody going to let it in, but I was like, maybe they won't be so offended because it does sound like I'm pouring water into, like, a vase or something, into a glass, because it's just trickling. Nobody mm-hmm. could possibly, that's not natural. Mm-hmm. That actually is me peeing in the toilet. And after I listened to him, like, man.
You specified in that toilet.
God damn it, Syndrome. I had the phone, and I kind of bent down a bit to pee while standing, just so I could get the highest audio quality for you guys, just for your entertainment. And then, of course, I said, pause, please. Mm-hmm. Later on my computer, and I edited it into it. It wasn't all simultaneous. But yeah, it's actually concerning that my stream is not very, what's the word?
I don't know.
It doesn't sound healthy. it's a trickling stream. I actually looked it up, and I looked up my, you know, where it takes me 3 minutes to pee sometimes. Mm-hmm. It could be an enlarged prostate. It's like, what's the cause of an enlarged prostate? Like, oh, some people just have it. Like, okay. Well, I guess that's me. So there you go.
I mean, that's what it could be. There's no guarantee that is what it is.
So there will not be a second voice line.
Right.
I'm very sorry for people that purchased.
I wonder if the crusty one didn't make it in because that is too close to some sort of copyright or whatever.
Yeah. That's the only thing that I can think of, which is ridiculous, by the way, because it's a fucking laugh. And it's different. Mm-hmm. And it's me.
Right.
The only thing, I think what's more plausible, is they listened to me pissing and got so angry, they didn't even listen to the second one.
Or, because the voice lines we submit, one of the rules that you have to abide by is that it needs to be your own voice. I might have thought it wasn't you.
Then they can fucking email me. Like, come on, man. It's ridiculous.
We don't know what it is, but... I'm glad you got to send both a belch and you pissing to Val.
That's right.
That is worth more than any sales.
I agree. I tanked the sales for content.
Priceless.
There you go.
All right.
All right. So next thing, before we talk about TI results, which will be our final topic and likely the longest, we actually took a Valve tour. which I've been wanting to do for quite a while because we took tours, or I did, I think.
TI-5?
TI-3, 4, and 5.
I think I've been there twice.
I might have not been TI-5 because I was with the team. So probably TI-3, TI-4. I haven't been back since 2014, I think. And they've had new offices since like 2018 or something like that. And when was your last time?
Probably 2015. I hadn't been to this office before.
Yeah. So most people haven't been in this office. It's actually pretty close to the old one, but it is twice as big. I asked ahead of time what we're allowed to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to be a leak. There's some interesting stuff, though. Why don't you tell us your experience, and I'll go through with whatever missed from my side. Because we went in two different groups, and we were in different groups.
Right. So they did multiple tours. I think it was three sets of people, if I'm not mistaken. We were there. We were the first two sets, and then when we were leaving, there were people sitting in the lobby. So I think there was at least one more tour for other people. Well, one of the first questions I asked was why they moved to this new location, and he said the primary reason was simply space. Like, they had outgrown the other place. It's hardly surprising, right, with Valve's success. So, what was the experience like? You enter, you get into like the, what do you call it, a foyer?
A lobby.
Just a lobby. And then they have multiple floors above and a couple below. The ones below we were not given access to because they were like part storage, part secret stuff.
Well, I think they said it was hardware.
Right, there was some, but I'm assuming that's like hardware storage, right, to an extent at least.
Oh, I figured it was like...
Or maybe hardware
like
development.
VR slash
it could be.
Controllers or
right.
whatever.
But yeah, they have essentially probably some different like labs and stuff that they are developing so we don't get to see. All of the NDA stuff, I'm assuming. And yeah, then you walk around. The interior design is actually really nice. They have like a lot of murals of either games they have made or games they are fans of. So it's like the decoration is really cool. They've done a very good job at placing iconic figurines and statues and whatnot from their own games
like
on the floors.
One of the rooms was like collectibles, stuff that you literally can't buy anymore or they just weren't many of to begin with.
Yeah.
And one of them, I didn't realize it was a collectible, was the original Half-Life box, which I bought back in the day. It's like fucking super nostalgic just seeing that thing.
You still have the box?
No. There's no.
And some of the figurines and whatnot they have in there. They had a lot of in the lobby they had quite a lot of prizes that they had won. And he said that when they moved to this new location they had to get rid of a lot of the old prizes because they had a lot of different stuff, but the ones that they're really holding on to, which seems to be because they got like different prizes from all sorts of like gaming magazines over the years for like Half-Life and all this stuff, right? And conventions. But the ones that it seemed like they were really holding on to were the ones that are prizes that are reviewed by peers. So it's game developers giving prizes to other game developers. Those were the ones that they had like on display that they were very proud of.
They had a big Elden Ring statue right
that
at the,
one was
right at the
sick.
Entrance.
So if you guys have played Elden Ring, it was basically a really big statue of Melania, which is the final boss is, but it's an optional fight you don't have to take. And that was sent to them as a gift from Prime. So that was really cool. Aside from that, they showed us like different things. They have like gym, catering.
You're skipping over. The gym is literally an entire floor of a very big building. It's an entire floor.
Yep.
Their specific gym. And when you go there, there's like personal trainers all over the place, which they get for free. For a certain amount, at least. I don't know.
Like,
it's just all included. That's what they were telling us. Okay, incredible. I almost would work out, I think, if that was available to me. But no, that's seriously really cool.
So, clearly something they put a lot of emphasis on.
Because the original offices, I remember, they had a gym. It was pretty big, but it wasn't like a whole floor.
No, they expanded it. I think it was, they said it was basically by demand. Because there were... Gymming became a really big thing for a lot of them in the previous office, so they wanted to take that to the next level in this one, and now they had the space for it.
Oh yeah, I saw, I don't know if you guys know him, an old Workshop artist that is now a Valve employee named TV Dotto. He made, I think, the Juggernaut Archon, I can't remember, but his original set from back in the day was a PA set that made her two-handed.
She has one with a halberd.
It was unique because... It made her like attack animations different, which is like the first time anybody had ever done it. Anyway, He works there, and he was working out, and I saw him. He's fucking buff now. Holy shit. So it works.
I mean, he was already in good shape a couple years ago.
Yeah, he's a really cool guy. Going.
Yeah, what else did we get? So we got to ask a lot. I'm not going to go over everything we asked. I don't know how many questions you they were open to quite a lot of questions. Obviously, there are things they're not going to tell, things they are going to tell. We got to see the floor where the primarily the Dota team works, and then there's also a floor where primarily CS2 team works, which is we didn't really get to see them in development, which might be an NDA thing potentially. Them.
I would have asked why 64 tick. That's why they didn't let us up there.
And yeah, of course, the view is amazing. It's like it's very high up. I don't really know the names of the things you can see from there.
You can see Bill Gates's security office.
That's true.
It's like an apartment complex with just his security. What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Sure, that's fine. Yeah.
So, one room you haven't mentioned yet that I thought was the coolest room is the motion capture. Didn't like it as much?
I don't know if I got to see.
Oh, shit. Maybe. Okay, so, you would know because you go in there. It's where they like do motion capture, obviously. Like, they get people to do moves and whatnot. And then on the wall, unfortunately, we weren't allowed to take pictures of anything other than the lobby floor. Because this would have been a great fucking picture.
But you're allowed to talk about this?
Yes.
Okay.
On the wall were all of the Counter-Strike gun replicas, and they are life size and the same weight, they said, because they need to make it as realistic as possible. So I picked up an AK-47. I picked up the AW fucking P. And the scope worked? Bro. I'm not into guns. I've never fired a gun in my life. Obviously, I'm into Counter-Strike, and I geeked out a bit. I'm not going to lie. That was fucking awesome. That was the highlight for me. Really fucking cool. I didn't think I'd be so blown away. But that was sick. So you guys did not go in that room?
I did not see that room.
Okay.
It sounds like the tours weren't necessarily going through the exact same areas or what. One of the things that we saw, which was kind of cool, was there. Were you also in the room that was like dead silent?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they have these recording rooms, and essentially the way that they work is that they're suspended by springs. So the room itself, it's not like it's bouncy when you're in there, obviously. Mm-hmm. But the way that it's designed into the building, there is no sound transmission. That room and the outside room. So we were told literally they have had a band in there playing full volume and you can't hear it on the floor below.
Like, and when you close the door, dead silent.
It is completely.
If you have tinnitus, you would fucking want to kill yourself. It's probably hell.
I asked if they ever go in there to meditate because I was like, this would be the perfect meditation room. Literally, there's nothing else than just complete silence if you switch off the lights. But I thought that was pretty cool. And obviously cool. Also, I mean, when you have the resources that Valve have, that you get the opportunity to, you know, build something like that for yourself. I'm assuming I don't think the previous office had an audio room of that kind.
Where
it
was I don't
remember it, at least.
When we toured, we never saw anything like that. And then there's another room where they do like the voice recording, where it's also soundproof and whatever, but it's hard to describe. Did you see like the wooden stuff at the top?
Mm-hmm.
So they're like these wood panels with a bunch of little holes in them. So they create this room first, and then somebody from some company in Italy like looks it over, and they design these wooden, like they're curved wooden things on the ceiling with a bunch of different holes, and supposedly it makes the sound perfect because like based on how the room is structured. Like very precise. 99.9% of people probably wouldn't be able to tell the difference, but when you're a fucking big company, you can go. And another example of this is the color room. Did you go into that one?
Well, I don't think so.
So I'm going to do a shitty job explaining this, but there's a room where it's like pitch black inside, and there's a bunch of like three monitors, and apparently like no matter what light the monitors are like perfectly calibrated, they said, and no matter what light source is coming in or out, it does not change the color of what you see. So obviously, like when you ship a game, you want the colors to be, you know, when people are playing on their PCs, everything's going to be all fucked up because of their own settings or whatever, right? But at the very heart of it, you know at least that this is the actual color I want in the game. This is actually how it looks. Like 100%, this is how it looks. You don't have to worry about anything else. Mm. That's pretty fucking cool. I mean, that's, again, that's a really try hard. Like, you don't really need that, but
Might as well, if you're a fucking billion-dollar company, right? So,
do you remember... So, you saw this, like, little playland for kids,
yeah,
right? You walked past that. So, they talked about how, obviously, in the earlier years of the company, there weren't very many parents, but now a lot of the people that joined the company have had kids. Mm. So, they've also assigned... They have a room specifically... Is it TF2 that it's...
Yeah, it's the Pyro Man... It's the video of Pyro Man dreaming about doing, like everything he's doing is, like, playful, like, unicorn shit.
Right.
But it's actually him blowing shit up.
Yeah.
Right? My wife has arrived!
Hey, Nikki!
Hello!
Greetings! Come say hello, and then and be quiet for the rest of the episode.
I'm gonna go hang out with Jenkins and Newsham.
Okay. Oh, Newsham is here?
You're nice. Hanging out with Jenkins by choice. That's brave.
I know,
say
no.
Say hi. All right, we have a really ghetto... Oh. Camera angle.
Okay.
But, good trip, I assume? Three and a half hours?
Wait, there's donuts in here?
Oh boy.
Oh, yeah. You want one?
Give her the shitty one.
You want a donut?
What do you mean?
Give her the lemon.
So these are lemon filled. This is raspberry.
Yeah, take
and
a lemon.
These are chocolate.
Be chocolate.
Okay. As long as it's not the raspberry.
Where were we? Yeah, so they have this playroom for the kids, which there are way more of, and that is inspired by that video that you mentioned. And then they also had another room they called the sulking room.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which was essentially a room where that's for the older kids or like teenagers or whatever that could be, who are sulking because they have to wait or sit around or whatever while things get taken care of. And that one has Soul Calibur and a pinball machine, and it's like some different.
Yeah, they have Super Nintendo, regular Nintendo,
like old games consoles, essentially. Which is kind of it's a fun idea to have that there. And so they could have put anything in there. They could have just put modern PCs, right?
Yeah.
But they choose to put old consoles. That some of them
are
really
something that we can't take a picture of, but it's just such a small thing. But like you know how when you're there's a bathroom symbol in the building,
mm-hmm.
right? Or there's a symbol for every room essentially, and it's designed by Valve people, so it's like a lot of them look like TF2
mm-hmm.
icons and stuff like that. It's kind of a cool touch.
Yeah. It's clear that a lot of like heart went into designing each individual room. Because a lot of the details that are in there are just, they're just cool. They're not functional. It's just a vibe. You know, it's that, and that's what you want in interior design, right? Is people to feel special and to feel welcome.
Can you close that box? I don't like the air.
Okay.
I want to get stale donuts.
Sound like
shout out to Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
I know they need all the help they can get,
oh,
so
man,
free
imagine,
sponsorship
imagine
for you.
If they sponsored it.
With if it's just donuts, I literally would take that.
So yeah, anything
else?
Yeah,
there is one. I'll end with it unless there's anything else.
It's main things that come to mind for me.
So this is something that was brought to my attention by your group. I'm not going to name names, although I did ask for permission to talk about this, and they said it's okay. Valve did. Somebody looked in the Dota team area. There's a board, apparently, with all the people's names that work for Dota. Mm. And I can tell you roughly the amount of people that work on Dota. So, we've talked about this before. Back in the day, we were told... I mean, this could be wrong. So, this is the issue. So, this one I can pretty much confirm is true, but the past stuff is just speculation. Mm. But in the heyday, how many people do you think worked on Dota?
What's the heyday?
Let's say TI2, TI3.
50 to 100?
50 to 100, really?
Yeah.
Okay, because I never thought it would be more than like 50.
Uh-huh.
I thought 50 would be like the max for... I mean, the thing about Valve is obviously they go from team to team, right? So I'm not talking about like what their peak was necessarily, but like, the general median or whatever.
But yeah, that's the thing for me about when you say heyday, because in Dota, around TI2 to TI3, they still hadn't ported all the heroes. So I think there's like a lot of work that went in for multiple years with getting everything into the game.
Right.
And I think once the game officially went out of beta, I think the team probably shrunk a bit because a lot of the tasks were taken care of, and then they probably went and worked on something else. So.
Okay, so let me ask you this. And again, this is just opinion, complete speculation still. How many people do you think have been working on it, not now, but let's say last year and the couple of years before that? So, which we've been told, in general, they've made posts about it, that the Battle Pass takes up most of their year,
mm-hmm.
right? So how many people, like we've talked about there being, like I've heard from
mm-hmm.
rumors that there's like 10 to 15 people on the Dota for years now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know for a fact what you're going to say there are now, because you told me.
Yes.
But I would, if I were to guess when they were making the battle pass, probably somewhere around 50. Because I think that's been crunched. I mean, it's also a thing that's going to alternate, right? It's not going to be the same people that work on the same time.
Right.
But just involvement with it in some capacity, you're probably pulling in some extra people because it's high pressure, right? There's a lot of stuff.
So we were under the pressure because I thought, you know, because the battle pass, a lot of it that you outsource, or like with artists and whatnot, that there have generally been like 15 to 20 people on the team. And then as of the last year, I thought there were even less because it feels like they're putting their like their efforts into Neon Prime and other projects that they can't talk about. So I assumed it would be around 10 to 15 at most. But according to people in the other tour, there are around 40 to 50 people working right now on Dota, which I think is fucking odd. That's way more than I thought. I think like we've kind of painted a picture of what Valve have been trying to do this last like 6 month period. And I think generally we like the direction that they're going.
Yeah.
Essentially, they're saying esports, we're going to stop worrying about that so much. It's not really our responsibility, which we kind of agree with to a degree. Like, there's obviously levels to this. But going back to the old system, theoretically, would have been better from the beginning. But now that they don't have to worry about the battle pass and all the cosmetic shit, they can work on gameplay stuff. And there's 40 to 50 people working right now on Dota. And most of their patches are not cosmetic related. That's a really good sign, I think.
Yeah.
Like, that means game modes, a lot more big patches like we had this year, more heroes, hopefully. Like, I would love to see, like, we've talked about this before, like, between 4 and 6 heroes a year, I think, would be fucking awesome.
I think also something that you get when you have this many people working on it is that there's inevitably going to be optimization, right? I think that's something that the game would really benefit from, because if everybody is working on cosmetics, they don't really have time to the same extent, make the game run better on lower-end machines, or like you saw in one of the last big patches of this year, you remember this thing where you had like the sliders, we could see the change in lighting and the change in like detail of certain things that they did, right? You remember that one?
Yeah.
So like stuff like that, which is like, might not seem like that big of a deal, but it's like, it's the finesse, right? It's like that polish that makes games like extra crisp and So that's really cool. A final thing about the whole Battle Pass thing as well is obviously what has happened is that with the previous Battle Pass structure, the scene as a whole, this is what Valve wrote about in their blog post, right, is that TI has eclipsed everything too much and they feel like it's stifling this, right? So if you... The esports scene of Dota largely has been run by hats rather than by the scene itself. Because TI, the money that TI made, the vast majority, which is very clear from this year as well, right? People are buying the battle pass because they like the content in it, they like the hats, and they think it's fun, not because they want to throw money at the pro scene for nothing. And they shouldn't, there, right? So it just makes sense. So this year with the compendium we have that is focused more or less entirely around TI, we see how big the discrepancy is between hats and just the compendium feed. So essentially what this means is that now with this direction, hopefully by comparison, other events now in the year will have an easier time, hopefully, first of all, finding sponsorships and running, because they don't need to be completely dwarfed by TI and they don't have to abide to the DTC schedule, etc. And I think Valve are trying to, with this restructuring of Dota, trying to not necessarily mimic, but maybe get inspiration from how things are in CS. Where
from their own company.
Right. I mean, it's kind of funny when you think about it, because I'm sure it wasn't an easy decision to not make the battle pass anymore. Like, it was clearly very profitable, but obviously their employees want to do what they want to do, and they have visions of what. I think one thing
we forget as well, that I forget, Valve literally invented the battle pass, right? Mm-hmm. So they paved the way, in a way, for everybody, and they love experiments. Yep. That's why their games are run totally fucking different, which I, like, on some level I can understand, but to keep with it for that long and not realize, like, what the ramifications would be, a bit unfortunate, but, you know, better late than never.
Yeah, and I guess at the end of the day, like we've talked about before, we're going to see next year. I think next year is a lot of uncertainty for everyone. Like, Valve obviously have their like idea of hopefully how things are going to turn out and what their motivation and goals are for this, but there's no telling that that's what's going to happen. It might go worse than they think. It might go better. It might turn out completely different. Because at the end of the day, when you're very hands-off and the economy and the scene runs itself, you're not the one pulling any strings. It sounds like the only involvement based on their blog post that they're really going to have is that they will still run TI. They've announced that. They're already working on next year's TI. They wrote that a couple months ago. So TI is here to stay, and they have not decided how they are going to do invites. Those are the two things that blog post said, right? Mm. So that begs the question, if you have this tournament scene that's going to be running, how are you inviting teams? Are you going to assign points to certain tournaments? Is it going to be like in the old days where teams don't know until the invites get published? Because for the first time in many years, we won't necessarily have a clear red line to TI. How are the regions going to be represented? Yeah. Is this going to go enter one where it's like, okay, we're going to have the best teams in the world regardless of region? Their TI where a region isn't represented, for example, because their teams aren't good enough that year. There's so many questions, and we're going to have to see. But yeah, I'm pretty, like we talked about when all of these announcements came out, I'm a little bit more hopeful and optimistic about how things are going to pan out the next year. But we're going to have to wait and see for tournament organizers to announce their tournaments, right? But
yeah, I think hopefully for me, the competitive scene, it's just a big question mark. But for Dota itself, like the game itself, I'm more optimistic. Of course, I'd be a little bit more optimistic if there was a belch voice line from myself in the game, but can't have everything I say.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Okay, let's finish up with the I-12 results.
Yes.
And I guess we could do predictions since...
Yeah, I'm not sure I can remember our group predictions by heart, right? Because the last prediction we did was before we even left home. So, I said I was going to be able to remember them, but I don't think I remember all of them, but I'm probably pretty close. So in group A, we both had Spirit winning, which happened. And then I think, did you have SMG getting knocked out?
I think so.
Because I think I...
Between them and EG.
I think I had EG getting knocked out and SMG getting fourth. I think I had Spirit first.
Let's forget about a prediction.
Okay,
we'll count it after TI.
Okay, that's fair. So let's just talk about who made it and what happened then. So out of group A, obviously these are four or five team groups, of which four teams advance, and the advancing teams based on placement get to play another team from another group in one best of three for seeding. If you win that best of three, you're upper. If you lose it, you're upper. In group A, SMG got knocked out. In group B, Thunder Awaken got knocked out. In group C, Beast Coast got knocked out. And in group D, PSG Quest got knocked out.
That's the biggest surprise. I picked them to win the group.
Yeah, Quest getting dead last was a pretty big surprise. Pretty big disappointment. That led into the following matchups. We had Spirit against Shopify. So Spirit won their group, so they got to choose, and they picked Shopify and crushed them 2-0. Then we had LGD picking Keyed Stars. LGD won that 2-0. VP picked TSM. VP won that 2-0. BetBoom picked 9 Pandas.
Well, no, some of these they didn't pick, right? They just had to play.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Because the first place team in each group got
there's
to pick. Because
there's no way 9 Pandas would have picked that.
Right. So the first place team in each group got to pick the either third or fourth from the other group, and then the remaining teams just got matched up, right? So 9 Pandas beat BetBoom 2-1. Liquid beat Evil Geniuses 2-0. Nouns beat Tundra 2-0, which was the biggest surprise out of the entire tournament for many
people. The biggest upset in years,
yeah,
I think.
That was a very big upset. On paper, that is. We'll get back to that. Talon beat Gaming Gladiators 2-1 in a close series. And then finally, Azure Ray beat Entity 2-0. So that meant that the upper bracket started with Spirit VP, Liquid Talon, LGD 9 Pandas, and Nouns versus Azure Ray. And in the lower bracket, you had Shopify against TSM, EG versus Gaiman, Keystars versus BetBoom, and then Tundra versus. You want to go over every single match that's been played? It's not that many.
It's not many, yeah.
Yeah. So first up, Spirit, which were lossless. They went 8-0 in their group. They won all the games. And then in the, like we mentioned, the Shopify series, they 2-0'd as well. So they were 10-0 going into the upper bracket quarters. They beat VP 2-1, so they lost a game. Liquid 2-0 Talon, LGD 2-0 9 Pandas, and Azure Ray 2-0 Nouns. The Nouns series was very one-sided, by the way, side of Azure Ray.
Yep.
So Nouns get knocked down, and they get to play against the winner of TSM Shopify, which was TSM. TSM 2-0 that. So Shopify...
Shopify looked really bad this time.
This was not a good tournament for them. It's, unfortunately, it's obviously a really shitty tournament to not do well. Out of all of them. It's, I mean, they haven't had a great year, but they've had some decent placements, like some top fours, threes, you know.
They got last at Riyadh, which I'd argue is probably more important to them this year. Mm. But then the tournament after, which was Dream League, they get, what was it?
Second.
They got second.
I think, yeah.
They're on the up and up. They figured things out. No, back to being last again. Very sad.
Gaiman versus EG was a 2-0 for Gaiman. BetBoom 2-0'd Keedstars. And Entity 2-0'd Tundra. Which means Tundra get eliminated. So the whole, this was a major upset that Nouns beats Tundra. Well, Tundra also get 2-0'd in their next series by Entity. So perhaps the Nouns thing isn't actually as big of an upset as you might think, because Tundra just seems to not be in form for this tournament. So they get knocked out. So out of the really big name orgs in the round one of the lower bracket, Shopify is out, EG is out, and Tundra is out, round one.
Yeah.
So that's some of the... You know, teams that many people might have expected to do pretty well, maybe with the exception of EG, just because they've had a really bad couple of months. They haven't, like, had any any good results, really.
So if EG, the org, stuck with Shopify, they'd have the same placement.
Yeah, actually.
Kind of ironic.
Yeah. All right, so we move on to the next round of the lower bracket. So Nouns now meet TSM, and that is the final NA teams in the tournament, with Shopify being eliminated. So effectively, you're playing for the bragging rights and for being the only NA team in top 8. Nouns take that 1-2-0. One game was pretty close, the other one maybe not so much, if I remember it correctly. Nouns getting top 8. Not a lot of people were predicted that. So obviously, at this point, momentum is awesome for them, and you can't really disappoint, right? It's everything now is just, you're playing without pressure. Because nobody's expecting you to keep running hot like you have against the opposition that you're facing. They are fortunate enough to have to play Gaming Gladiators as their first main, or the international match, as we call it. Because Gaiman 2-0'd 9 Pandas. BetBoom beat Talon 2-1 in a series. That was the one I was casting with Lyrical when we were having a rough one. The way Talon lost that series has got to be so soul-crushing. They won game one. In game two, they're up like 20k and they're sieging high ground, and they're being very careful sieging high ground with their carry Willow. And then finally, BetBoom string together a good hook. They play Pudge in the third decider in the second game there. And they're essentially the game for survival for them. And they set up a good defense chain. All the waves are pushed into the base. And Talon just... rush to buying back their cores, so they opened the door for BetBoom to win in case they wiped them, and then they wiped them. They took Grosh, pushed the base, and killed them. And then game three was a stomp.
Everybody's picking this Dark Willow position one. I don't know, have I seen it win one time yet?
Shiro has won with it for LGD.
It was still a
pretty tough win against
They should have won. Talon should have won that game.
Yes.
Because that looked unstoppable.
Yes.
And they found a way to fucking throw.
Yeah, but that is not the hero's problem, and it was not
I'm not saying. It's just funny that...
They messed up. Yeah. Square. That is what it is.
Crazy.
And then the final match that was played in this stage of the tournament, Virtus Pro against Entity, VP 2-0'd them relatively easily, I want to say.
Yeah.
Which is obviously a good look for them. They are the only team so far to take a game off of Spirit. And then they 2-0'd Entity, who just 2-0'd Tundra. Mm. And they made it look not too difficult themselves. So, I think the bracket right now, so the game's coming up. upper bracket will be Spirit Liquid and LGD Azure Ray. And then lower bracket will be Nouns Gaming and BetBoom VP. You want to predict like final placements, or do you want to predict matchups?
We can just do final three. I mean, okay. Problem is we kind of already predicted, so these don't count for points.
Right.
We can just have our thoughts.
We've predicted
prime. I mean, I think both of us are going to pick Spirit to go to the finals. I think they just look on another level for the
most
part.
As in upper finals or grand finals?
Like grand finals.
Okay.
So I think they will beat Liquid. I'm going to pick Azure to beat LGD, actually. I think that's technically an upset, but I think that's going to be a really good one. We will be casting a Spirit Liquid game tomorrow, by the way. Or maybe it's today for a lot of you.
Lower bracket plays first.
I think Gaiman beats Nouns. BetBoom will beat VP. I think Gaiman will end up being BetBoom.
Okay.
So, I mean, they've had their number all year. And I don't think it's going to change here. So, BetBoom will be top six, which kind of what most people would have picked them anyway. I think it's going to be Spirit versus Azure Ray Finals.
Damn. That'll be something. And who gets third?
By Liquid.
Liquid. Okay. I think I have quite a bit of different bracket in mind, but that's your top three is Spirit, Azure Ray, Liquid in any order except Liquid is third.
Yes.
So you don't want to pick a favorite.
I'll pick Spirit.
So. Okay. So Spirit to win. Okay. I think so. Spirit, despite being 10-1, I don't think their wins have been as clean necessarily as others, and I think their group was easier than other groups were. They got tested by VP. I think against Liquid, it's almost a toss-up for me, but I'm going to choose Spirit just because they seem to have their number in the series in general. In the next series, I don't know if I would pick Spirit to beat the winner of LGD Azure Ray this time around. Mm. I think that's hard to say. But it's also, it's tricky because we've just had a five-day break, right? So who's going to, you know, maybe some new tech comes in, maybe new teams or teams have different ideas or... Just play worse.
Wow. You know,
after some time, yeah. It's hard to say, but okay, I'll take Spirit to win against Liquid, then I'll take LGD to beat Azure Ray, and then in that Spirit versus LGD match, which is a classic, just with different players now on LGD, and Laurel on Spirit, I will take... That's so hard. I'll say LGD. I'll say LGD to win that. And then in lower, I think Gaiman is going to beat Nouns. I think VP is going to beat BetBoom. That one I disagree with you on. I think Virtus Pro actually just look better. I think they're a better team right now, but see how that goes. So that would push VP to play against, for me, it would be Azure Ray.
Oh, yeah.
If they drop down like that, which I think they do.
Yeah.
I would pick Azure Ray to beat VP, so VP would get top six, which they always do at TI. The organization has got that like five times or something. I think Gaiman will beat Liquid. So Liquid will get top six by that logic. And then I think Gaiman will also beat Azure Ray, probably.
So big run from Gaiman, huh?
Yeah. So, and the reason I'm positive for Gaiman is that this meta is really slow, right? Mm. A lot of the games go an hour. So it stands out to me when I see teams that are able to close games minute 25. Mm. And Gaiman is one of the only teams that's actually just running teams over in certain games. That's fair. That's very promising. The other team that is closing games quickly sometimes is LGD. So that's why I have those two in mind for top three placements. So I think Gaiman is going to go through Azure Ray to get top three. And then they will meet Spirit because they had lost to Azure Ray or to LGD in the upper by my logic. And Spirit is going to be a tough one for them to crack, though. Yeah. I'll pick. This is really hard. I'll pick Gaiman to get third.
Okay.
Spirit to get second, and LGD to win.
Of course. I always knew you were going to go with the Chinese team.
And I'll be wrong for the fourth year in a row.
Is it just four? I don't know. It seems like a lot more than that.
To be fair, though, this year, based on the bracket, China's doing the best they have in year. Because they have two teams.
I think Eastern Europe has killed it, though.
Yeah, for sure.
It's unlucky because they keep facing off against each other, it feels like, right? So.
But it's crazy. There's three Eastern European teams and two Chinese teams in top eight.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Western Europe have two representatives, which are their classic ones, LGD and Gaiman, but one is in lower. So I would be very surprised if the finals is Europe versus Europe. I just don't see that happening.
Yeah, that's true. We do need some. Yeah.
So that's a nice change from many of the international tournaments we've had this year, where it's just Gaiman, Liquid, Gaiman, Liquid, Gaiman, Liquid, and Gaiman win every time. So I think there's going to be some different flavor here. And I think it's really good for the game if China's in the finals. Whether they win or not, It's good for them to get representation because the region, to be fair, has kind of just sucked all year. Mm. So this is the right time for them to peak and get some.
If I were rooting for a team, though, that's Chinese, it would be Azure Ray.
I mean, if I could choose by my heart who wins, it's Azure Ray without a doubt. I think there are some players on that team that really could have had it multiple times, been close, and yeah, definitely have the pedigree to have one star. So yeah, I guess in our top threes, we both had Spirit, and that's it, right?
Yep.
I have Gaiman and LGD, and you have Azure Ray and Liquid.
Yep.
Okay. The Spirit remains the constant. And you have them winning the whole thing, and I had them second, right? Well, try it. Yep, not for any brownie points among ourselves, but yep, just as a thought. Cool.
So yeah, I guess that's it. Anything else? Oh, fuck the sirens in Seattle, by the way. Holy shit balls.
Look at the lighting, how it's much nice it's though. Changed. Yeah, it's like nice and warm. We've got some yellow lights in here.
I've been complaining about the police sirens the whole time I've been here. It's like every hour, at least, there's one really loud police siren. You're on the other side, so you don't hear it as much as me, apparently.
Not as much, I think.
But like throughout the entire day, the entire night, since we started the podcast, there's not been one. I don't know what the correlation is, but thank you.
I thought you were going to say there's not been one but two, and I just haven't noticed either.
That's because the criminals are watching this and not committing crimes. So yeah, hope to see some of you guys at TI. I should not be contagious anymore.
That is why we're sitting like this.
Just in case.
Yep.
Should I be saying hello to people in person? I feel like I'm at a point where I genuinely don't think I'm that contagious. I'm not a doctor. So if you feel comfortable saying hello, it's just the thing is, like, I don't want to like keep prefacing every conversation with, oh, I might be, you know, still getting over a cold, blah, blah, blah. Just going to say it now. If you're not comfortable, that's fine. But this is your warning.
And everybody who comes over in the arena has listened to this episode.
Yes, of course they have. They're all huge fans. Why not?
You're gonna see how you feel tomorrow as well, right?
Well, it's definitely the tail end of the cold. So yeah, this sure. is like the drainage period.
Because the first day that you had symptoms was the last day that we cast,
yeah,
which would have been last Saturday.
Yeah.
So it's almost a week. It should be. Yeah, make sure you come over if you're in the arena. We were there today for rehearsals to see it. It looks fucking awesome. We can't obviously share what it looks like. We can't show pictures or anything, but it is awesome. The arena is different from last time I was here in Seattle. The new one looks way more modern. It's cleaner. Yeah. Yeah, just really cool. So I think you guys are going to love it, whether you watch from home or in person. And yeah, feel free to come over either between games or after series for a little chat or an autograph or a picture or whatever you want. More than happy to be there when you guys come.
I'll cough on you on request as well if you want, if you're into that kind of thing.
The special edition belch.
I can't belch on command.
I'm probably not going to belch in the arena. It's got good acoustics, though. Imagine just spreading it.
You sent me a video. I think your girlfriend sent a belching contest. I'm like, I didn't know this was a thing. Sign me up.
Somebody belched into a microphone. Imagine this image. Somebody belches into a microphone and there's like 500 people cheering. It's so fucking stupid. Like, you would feel right at home. You would pay big bucks for tickets to that show.
God, that's so impressive.
With that, our next episode will be after we return home. Then we will like recap our experience with everything, how the tournament went, and hopefully have some good stories from the final days. Because of your sickness, we haven't really... I think one of the Patreon names was Give Food Recommendations from Seattle. You haven't really been out much because you were sick. I have been to one steakhouse called the Metropolitan Grill, which was nice. That's it. Aside from that, we've mainly been eating here at the hotel. So,
I mean, the ironic part about my sickness, and you can attest to this, day one I get here, I hugged Rezo.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else, you know, just said hello normally too. And from that point on, in my hotel, I didn't do shit with anybody. I've been cooped up. And then I got sick, and I was scooped up even more. Like, how do I even get sick? It's ridiculous.
Ugh. That's how luck works sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're just unlucky. I
had a theory that maybe the cleaning ladies didn't like me, so they infected something, like my pillow.
If there's any room that doesn't need to be infected, it's yours. You take care of that just fine yourself.
Do that. Okay, cool.
All right.
Thanks, everybody. We appreciate you. Hope to see some of you at TI. Others enjoy watching TI. Have a good one, everybody.
Peace!
We say things that don't mean anything. But thanks for listening.
Subscribe.
Yeah.